Hey, Heavenly Homemakers, thank you for living out God's calling to make your homes heavenly while striving toward your heavenly home. The Lord is working through you to bless so many people. As Laura addresses your questions in these next few minutes, we hope you are blessed with real-life help and that your spirit is uplifted.
Hello there. Welcome to another podcast here at heavenlyhomemakers.com. It's been several weeks since I have either found the time to record a podcast with Christmas going on and traveling, and then I got sick and lost my voice. So now that I have my voice back, you get to hear another podcast. Thanks for your patience, and I'll try to do a little bit better here in the future of doing a podcast each week or at least every other week so I can kind of keep up better with some of your questions. The question I'm addressing today comes from Gina, and she wrote, "Hi, Laura. I thought you would be a great mommy to ask this question to, since I did not grow up knowing God and have recently found him and been baptized. I have a 17-month-old, and I don't know how to start introducing God into his life. We pray before meals and go to church, and at night I say a very short prayer with him after I lay him in bed. When did you start with your boys? What things can I start doing now so God is just a part of his world?" And this is from Gina. Well, first, Gina, let me just say welcome to the family. I'm very excited to hear that you have met God and now know God and have become a Christian. That's very exciting, and I'm really overjoyed to hear that you are a new Christian. That's wonderful news, and that you are seeking to raise your son to know God is very, very exciting. And so congratulations on all of that, and proud of that decision that you made and that you want to raise your son for God. It's exciting to hear that. I'll just share some of the things that we have done with our kids, and you know, it sounds like you're on the right track. You're taking your son to church, you're praying together, both before meals and before you put him down to bed, and those are, especially with just a 17-month-old, when they're not able to communicate much yet or have a huge understanding of who God is, that those are such great places to start. So you're on the right track. And a few other things that I will suggest that you could do, or just based on what our family has done with our sons as they have grown, and even from the time they were babies, we have just found that talking about God all day long and just incorporating him into our daily life has been very key. And especially when they're little, I've been real big on just talking to my kids like they know what I'm talking about, even before they have a clue what I'm talking about, even as newborns or infants. I've just always talked to my kids throughout the day and kind of had a conversation with them. If I asked them a question, I would answer it myself for them if they couldn't talk yet, just because I just felt like it was important just to constantly interact about what we were doing. And that's how they've learned a lot of things, whether it was in the kitchen or about God, or was if it was about fixing something or picking up toys. We just talked about stuff a lot. And so I think if you are having these conversations with your child all day long and just incorporating things like, wow, isn't it neat that God made the day so pretty, and look at the sunshine that God made today, and wow, look at that, God made it snow today, that's so neat. And so we're just saying things that, instead of just saying the sentence, oh wow, look, it snowed, instead we're giving the credit and the glory to God for that, and our kids then learn that God is the one who does all of these things. So it's just a matter of getting used to putting God into the sentence for everything that you share with your child and talk about and try to enlighten him on. You're just putting God in there with that. And so that has been something that we have done. And also, we just sort of will say a prayer out loud sometimes if we are saying something like that about, oh look, God made it snow. Then we might follow that up with a little prayer saying, well, thank you, God, for the snow. And it's definitely not, okay, now let's bow our heads and fold our hands. And it's not that kind of a prayer. It's just an out loud, very spontaneous, oh, thank you, God, for the snow. Or a very quick, oh, thank you, God, that we just found that missing mitten that we were looking for. We were having a hard time finding that. So thank you, God. We just say those things a lot and still do, and we find that now that our kids are older, they are saying those things naturally because that's just become a part of what they've heard all of their lives. Another thing that I recommend is choosing very wisely with the books that you read to your child, and there's lots and lots of great books out there, and definitely don't feel like all of the books that you read to your kids have to be spiritually based by any means. There's lots of other great books too, but it's really a easy thing to do, to read lots of children's books to your child that incorporate God, that are about God and about sharing and about the good things that God wants us to do. So there's great books out there that I recommend you just find some and make those a part of every day. And then also I think that singing together is just an excellent way to bring God into your everyday lives, either playing Christian music. There are wonderful children's CDs of music out there. Songs for Saplings is one I've reviewed on my blog before, and there's just all kinds of wonderful CDs that you can order and have for your kids so that you can listen together to Christian music, to God-filled music, wonderful messages for your kids, written or sung in kids' languages, so a child's language, I should say, so that they can understand just in a very simple way how great God is. And so listening to music, singing with your kids, great ways to just incorporate him into your daily life. And again, I hope that the rest of you will comment on what you do with your kids all day, especially your little bitty ones, to help really enforce to them that God is real and that God loves us and that God keeps us safe. Share with us in the comments what you do with your kids that works well for you. And Gina, I appreciate your question on that. We'll wrap up today's podcast, and I'll just say thank you again for listening and for making Heavenly Homemakers a part of your day. I just appreciate all of you so much and what you bring to this site and how you enrich my life, our family's life. So thank you so much, and we'll be working on another podcast soon. Just want to encourage you now to go love on your husband and thoroughly enjoy your children. Take joy in your life as a Heavenly Homemaker.